Good morning, it's 7:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. In the NCAA women's basketball tournament yesterday, Paige Becker scored 20 points and Aaliyah Edwards added 19 to help number one seed UConn beat 8th seeded Syracuse 83-47 and advance to the Sweet 16. Once again, the Huskies were missing coach Gino Auriemma, who is still recovering from COVID-19. He celebrated his 67th birthday yesterday and could potentially rejoin the team this weekend for its next game. In other second-round action, number one Stanford topped number eight Oklahoma State, 73-62. Number two Baylor destroyed number seven Virginia Tech, 90-48. Number five Georgia Tech downed number four West Virginia, 73-56. Number five Iowa beat number four Kentucky, 86-72. And number six Michigan surprised number three Tennessee, 70-55. The National College Players Association says NCAA President Mark Emmert plans to meet with a group of basketball players after March Madness. Players including Michigan's Isaiah Livers and Rutgers' Geo Baker started a social media campaign to protest inequities in college sports and are pushing for the NCAA to change its rules restricting athletes from earning money for personal sponsorship deals, online endorsements, and appearances. In the NBA last night, the Nets bested the Trailblazers 116-112. The Knicks routed the Wizards 131-113. The 76ers held off the Warriors 108-98, and the Nuggets took down the Magic 110-99. In the NHL, the Devils beat the Flyers 4-3, the Lightning beat the Stars 2-1, and the Predators shut out the Red Wings 2-0. The Canadiens have had their games postponed through Sunday due to COVID-19. Forwards Yoel Armia and Jesperi Kotkaniemi were added to the league's COVID protocol list on Monday. Lastly, in NFL news, a total of 16 women have filed lawsuits accusing Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson of sexual assault and harassment. Watson is accused of exposing himself and inappropriately touching the women while getting massages. His attorney, Rusty Harden, alleges his legal team has, quote, strong evidence, end quote, that an accusation made by a woman they believe filed one of the lawsuits is false. He accuses the women of trying to blackmail Watson over a consensual encounter. The attorney for the women says the lawsuits are not about money. I'm Jesse King.